play like we wanted to play and expected to play. Our third top 10 team that we've played this year. And, you know, I was out there and I was like, you know, we got a ways to go. We got a little ways to go, regardless of the adversity and all of that. But, you know, you see what teams in the top 10, what they look like, how they play. And so I look back, and I know what our teams have looked like before when we were a top 10 team. So we have to get back to that. I know what it looks like and how it performs and how they lead one another. And so that's what you're seeing the results of. Our guys are still competing. They're still playing hard and all those things. But there is another level to this thing. And we can get there. We can get there and in a lot of ways with some of the guys that are coming back. They'll be able to reflect back on. I told the guys in there, you know, you'll be able to, you know, now you know what Washington, Michigan, Ohio State, how those guys compete, how they look, and all that, and how they execute and do everything that they do on the football field. So every time you're in the offseason working out, you need to think about those games. You need to think about those people so you're ready to perform at that same type of level next year when the thing comes around. You can to a certain extent. I mean, we still don't have everybody that we had even back in the Washington game, but we have most of the guys, injuries and things like that. But absolutely, you can, as we watch the film, you know, because the naked eye, sometimes you don't catch everything, and the film has a lot of detail in it that you miss just to the naked eye. So I'll be able to answer that even better on possibly Monday after watching all the film to see where we have improved and done things better compared to, you know, the previous two top 10 team games. Yeah, right now we're looking to go with Caden all the way, and Sam is trying to preserve the red shirt. Not some, you know, major happens, you know what I mean? But that's what we're trying to do. Oh, he's a tough matchup. He's one of the best receivers in the country. I mean, and so we knew that. Wish we'd have, you know, still did some things better. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we didn't want to just give him up some of the things that he did get, but and then Dylan Tatum, he's going to probably be out for the rest of the year with his injury, but you know, he'll be back strong next year for sure.
You mentioned that you played the top five. How good is Ohio?
They're good. They're a good team. All three of those teams are good teams, and so it was a great experience. It'd be interesting to see how this thing all works out when it's all said and done. Far as, you know, playoffs and all that kind of stuff. But they're a good team. I just saw us stalling out. Like we could get some nice runs, and then we do some nice plays, and all of a sudden, you know, we take like two steps forward and three steps backwards. It felt like that a little bit, you know what I mean? But we were running the ball fairly effectively, I thought. We just couldn't sustain drives. And then ultimately, you want to get in the end zone and score touchdowns, and we weren't able to do that. And so that's disappointing, but our guys just kept working and still tried to, you know, make it happen.